this episode, recorded during Open Parliament Day in the framework of the 6th Open Government Partnership Global Summit, Paul Masson, Chief of Country Support of OGP Support Unit, delivers a presentation focused on the key role of parliaments in advancing and supporting the openness agenda across all public institutions, as well as contributing to more ambitious reforms and ensuring the sustainability of openness commitments and initiatives across electoral cycles.
Dear speakers, dear deputy speakers, parliamentary delegates, civil society colleagues, open partners. First of all, let me thank the Parliament of Canada and Parlamericas for hosting this gathering. We have over 40 parliaments represented here today, and as OGP, we know that exchanges like this allow us to learn from each other, to inspire each other. So thank you for making this possible. I would also like to thank the partners of the Open Network. As OGP, we facilitate, we create space for reformers, we connect people, and at our global platform, we can drive change. But the day-to-day support to parliaments of opening up parliaments is done by our partners at the Open Network. So I really want to thank not just Parlamericas, but also Directorio Legislativo, the National Democratic Institute, and the Westminster Foundation for Democracy. Last but certainly not least, a warm welcome to the parliamentarians in the room. It's a pleasure to see so many of you here today. Ambitious reforms can only happen with parliamentary support, with champions like you that enable a government that OGP would like to see, a government that's more open, more inclusive, and more responsive. I trust that your time here in Ottawa today and tomorrow and Friday at the summit will inspire you to do more and to raise the bar higher. As said, as OGP, we understand how critical parliaments are in delivering the reforms and the changes we want to see. So let me share a few stories with you what that could look like. And if we get it right, and if these stories inspire you, you will take them home and do more. First of all, you can champion the values and principles of open government. Only yesterday, this parliament hosted the Grand Committee on disinformation and fake news. Members of parliament from across the globe coming together and taking a stand on something that is of grave concern to citizens across the world. Using your platform to voice citizens' concerns, to stand up for transparency and accountability. Messages like this matter, and we as OGP would like to see more of them. Second, you can help us improve the implementation of OGP action plans, of concrete reforms. You can take legislative action, but you can also hold governments, executives to account. Our guests in the room from the Americas show that it can be done. Since the launch of OGP in 2011, over 40 openness laws have been adopted across the Americas. Several of these were OGP commitments, whether it is legislation on fiscal transparency in Uruguay or access to information legislation in Argentina, Brazil, Colombia, or Mexico. Just last month, the Parliament of Ghana passed an access to information law that the President signed last week. Passing the law was an OGP commitment from 2013, but the platform for dialogue and collaboration between government and civil society, between different branches of government, is what helped deliver, finally, this long-awaited law. Third, you can partner with OGP for ambitious reforms. You as parliamentarians know better than anyone else what your constituents want, what they need. So you can use OGP to help set a national agenda on openness and lend your political weight. In Chile, members of parliaments played a pivotal role in building political support for the Lobbying Act. They recognized that people wanted change and that small steps, one at a time, was no longer good enough. So they initiated a much bolder step forward, which resulted in Latin America's first lobbying act. Fourth, you can make sure that open government reforms are here to stay. Sometimes we take one step forward and we take two steps back, But by coming together across party lines, across electoral cycles, you can build lasting support for openness. The Parliament of Georgia, to give an example, launched an interfactional working group that connects members from different political groups in Parliament, as well as civil society. As a result, open government in Georgia is no longer a partisan issue. It's an agenda supported by the entire institution and the entire government. Georgia's working group was recognized by OGP with the first Open Government Champion Award, and it led to the creation of a very ambitious action plan of opening up Parliament. And last but not least, be ambitious in your own institutions. Take the lead. Work with citizens, not just for them. Estonia, for example, used citizen assemblies to tackle big challenges like the reforms around party financing or pensions. They combined online and offline methods of consulting with citizens to develop legislative proposals that truly represent what citizens want and need. Croatia's e-consultations give citizens an invitation to comment on proposed legislation in all stages of the process, from the working group to their adoption by Parliament. All of these initiatives have one thing in common. They start a conversation. And that's what OGP is all about, placing citizens back at the heart of government by working with them, not just for them. The promise of democracy is often defined by the ballot box, where citizens determine who will represent them and who will represent their interests. That promise, however, fails too often to translate in a change in the lived realities of the people. Many people perceive their elected representatives to be disconnected and unresponsive to their needs, or corrupt and captured by special interests. The 2019 Aylmans survey shows that trust in institutions, whether it's government or media or civil society, is still dangerously low. The threats to democracy are coming from outside the electoral process, and our response must also be found there. Both the problem and solution lie beyond the ballot box. That doesn't mean we should replace representative democracy with participatory democracy. Not at all. It is about creating opportunities for citizens to set political agendas, to shape and monitor policies, to speak and be heard, not once every 4 or 5 years, but every day of the week. And getting that right can be difficult. Meaningful participation is about fundamentally changing the culture of government. It's about seducing citizens to participate. Make sure that the processes they participate in are worth their while. In the end, it's also critically about access and power, about who gets to be in the conversation. Changing those dynamics in favor of open and inclusive, is not a one-time effort, it's a lifelong one. And this brings me back to OGP. Creating that space for dialogue between citizens and governments is what OGP is all about. It's what the governments, the parliaments, and civil society in OGP come together for. By now we have 79 countries and an increasing number of local members and thousands of civil society organizations that are committed to more transparent, more participatory, and more responsive government. Parliaments have been co-creating these commitments, these reforms in OGP since the early days. But we're more ambitious than that. Last year, we welcomed the first full parliamentary chapters in OGP action plans. The parliaments of Georgia, North Macedonia, Paraguay, and Indonesia were the first. And we applaud their work. We hope to see many more countries follow suit. I leave you with a call to action. As said, OGP is about putting citizens back at the heart of government. We simply cannot do that without parliaments as our partners. So I want to thank those who have been working with us over the years, championing these efforts, and I want to invite all others to join us. We hope to work with each and every one of you in the room to make parliaments more open, more responsive. We want to work with each and every one of you to really put citizens back at the heart of government. We will support you in that, and our partners at the Open Network will also support you in that. I wish you an inspiring rest of the day and a great summit the rest of the week. Thank you.